Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
What a joy in Davos to meet with Robert Shiller. There we talked about finance and the good society. This morning we speak with Professor Shiller of Yale University. And the Case-Shiller Index, we talked to him about finance and should you rent or buy. Bob Shiller, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Are we rolling over? When I look at the wealth of your data, we had some superb numbers. And I'm just wondering, three-month annualized, is it finally slowing down? And if it is rolling over, what are we going to?
Well, I mean, the latest monthly data looks like it's slowing down. It's actually declining on our national level. But that's just seasonal. You know, this is not the high season for home sales. And on a seasonally adjusted basis, we're up almost 1% in a month. And so it's still looking okay, looking more than okay.
Well, I guess the question, Bob, that people have been asking is, where are we going from here? We saw very rapid price gains during 2013. Does that continue into 2014, or do we start to flatten out a little bit?
Well, I would imagine it will flatten out, I think, because this was partly driven by the excitement still earlier of the quantitative easing, QE3, and a sense that maybe there's a recovery going. But now it's gone about as long as, or maybe a little bit longer than the recovery that was generated by the first-time homebuyer tax credit. And when they withdrew that, home prices actually fell again.
Right.
And we're going to, as we know, we're tapering. So we're not in the same situation. That's why I think it's quite plausible to think that it's not going to be another 13% next year. But I would guess still up.
Well, this is why it's great to have a Nobel Prize winning economist on the line to explain statistics to people, because you get a lot of people who are looking at some of the year-over-year percentage gains and saying, could we be seeing another bubble here? When you see Las Vegas up 27% on the year. Yeah, San Francisco 23%. Miami, you know, one of the condo crash capitals, up 17% basically. And yet we're coming off such low levels in those cities. Let me ask the expert. Are we in any danger of creating another bubble?
Well, we're always in danger of that, because I think actually you see bubbles all over the world now. And I think there's some change in our investing culture that makes us more prone to bubbles. You know, 50 years ago, nobody paid any attention to home price. Well, I'm exaggerating, but if you search old newspapers about home prices, you only find articles that seem to be aimed at construction companies. The general public, I think they just blithely thought that, the time comes to buy a house, buy a house. Everyone does that.
Bob, let me help with a statistical idea of what I would call almost a harmonic trend. Dallas up 10% year over year. So if you split the difference, up 5% the next year, and the next year up 2.5%, you're out to 17.5% gain for Dallas, simple gain, over 36 months. These are big, big gains, even if they take almost a half-life of gain. Is that sustainable?
Well, yeah, you're raising a big question that people who are thinking of buying a house are looking at right now. Should I rush in? You know, if they're going up now, you wait 6 months. That's a lot of money, or a year. And so people are wondering that.
Are we into that behavior yet now, where people are trying to get out in front of the game? Do you feel that within?
I feel that, yeah. But I don't know how it. I think it's part of the phenomenon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're buying for 10 years, suppose you really plan to live there. There's a little bit of suggestion of mean reversion in these things. So the price you'll see 10 years from now is not very forecastable from the latest increases.
Right. Before we let you go, Bob Shiller, rent or buy, what does Case-Shiller say about this perennial conundrum?
Well, I think there's no single answer. It depends on individual circumstances. The government, of course, subsidizes buying, and so you have to keep that in mind. But I think for a lot of people, renting is a very good option. You know, what comes to my mind is you can live more fully because you don't have to worry about all the things that home ownership entails. They're taken care of for you. So for a lot of people, I think renting is is a good thing. And it's on the increase. You know, the biggest price increases are not in single family homes. It's in the CoStar apartment price indexes. Apartment prices are going up quite fast. That's because people want to rent these days.
Okay. Well,
it may be a trend.
Let's leave it there. Robert Shiller, honored to have you on. Of course, it is the S&P Case Shiller Index. Mr. Shiller, of course, college professor at Yale University.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.